Welcome to the first ever Girls Only Comics Club podcast. We're here to keep you updated on what's happening in comics and pulp culture and how it affects female fans. I'm Andrea Purcell, assistant manager at Collector's Corner in Baltimore.
I'm Sarah Delgavio, master of the internet for the Girls Only Comics Club.
And I'm Allie Balsrack, leader of the Bel Air chapter of the Girls Only Comic Book Club. Why don't we start talking about comics first? I'm going to be reviewing She-Hulk and Lost at Sea. So She-Hulk number one came out this past week, and it's by Soul. And it's basically the same premise as the other origin stories. Jennifer Walters, the attorney, was shot by a mob boss, and she got a blood transfusion from her cousin Bruce Banner, and then she gained her own powers. And basically in this comic, she's up for her annual review, and she's clocked over like 3,000 hours. She's very confident she's going to get this great bonus and everything, and the partners are like, well, actually, we really didn't hire you to be like an attorney. We kind of really just hired you for hopefully new clientele like Tony Stark, the Fantastic Four, and just, she gets really angry because she's like, I'm a fantastic lawyer, what are you talking about? So I quit, and she ends up going on like a pro bono kind of a deal. And I enjoy the comic. A lot of the pros were she wasn't sexualized. She's dressed very sensibly as a businesswoman. When her clothes are torn, she's not like completely exposed. She's proportionate in her like body shape and size and stature. And it's a really lovely cover. But for the cons, I'm not necessarily a fan of the artwork by Polito. It's rather flat. It's not very dynamic. Andrea, do you have something to say?
I feel like it kind of is reminiscent of the FF Allred book that just wrapped up a little bit ago. It's got that same sort of 50s pop culture style, and I feel like the way that he drew her, it's very similar to an Ally McBeal style of lawyering.
I'd agree with that. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, there's some really interesting angles and, like, forced perspective, but for the most part, just, there's just something off about the faces of the people, especially She-Hulk. Just, I don't know, it's a little awkward, the eyes and positioning of the body. But overall, it's a good story. In this comic, we don't see really any supervillains. I'd like to see how she does in combat next time. The other comic I wanted to cover was Brian Lee O'Malley's Lost at Sea. It's the 10th anniversary edition. It's now done in a color wash. And basically, it's his first graphic novel. It's a coming-of-age story about this high school girl named Raleigh. She's very awkward. She's not very comfortable with herself, as most teenagers are. And she's on this road trip with a bunch of people she barely knows, traveling from California, where she was visiting her father, back up to Canada, where she lives. And she's just a very typical teenager, just not sure of herself. She feels like an outcast, an outsider. And this is just underscored by the fact that she's traveling with these people who are best friends, and they kind of just accidentally asked her to come along. And she's kind of quirky. She feels like her soul was stolen or taken by a cat. But otherwise, it takes place in a very normal universe. And it's just about learning to accept yourself and to get to know yourself better and love yourself. It's narrated in a stream of consciousness style, so she stumbles over her words a lot. She repeats herself. She'll start to tell you part of a story and then say, well, I'm not ready to tell you yet, so we'll come back to it. And then, of course, we have the regular character dialogue. This is definitely geared towards more of the 13 to 17-year-old range, I would say. I think a lot of...
Would you recommend it for a Scott Pilgrim fan?
Yes. It's a very similar drawing style, and it's about, you know, teenage relationships and just coming to, you know, have a better sense of self and to become a better person. So I think definitely if you're looking for a female protagonist, Scott Pilgrim, that might be something similar.
And the title was?
This is Lost at Sea. You're not going to get those epic combat sequences that you would get in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, but set in a normal universe.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Allie, for your reviews of She-Hulk number one and Brian Lee O'Malley's 10th anniversary re-release of Lost at Sea. Let's get talking about some video games, guys.
Sweet.
So, The Last of Us was a really great game that came out for the PS3. It was released by Naughty Dog, which is also the studio that released the Uncharted series.
Yes.
And Crash Bandicoot. Yes, Sarah. They recently had DLC downloadable content that came out called Left Behind, which explains a little bit more of my favorite character, Ellie, and her best friend. It also ties into a comic book that was released by Dark Horse called American Dreams, and it explores Ellie's character a little bit more. I can't give away too much without spoiling it for anybody who hasn't played it yet, but it is an amazing story. It explores Ellie's character even more, and it will make you cry. I was a blubbering baby at the end of Last of Us, and Left Behind did not disappoint. I cried onto my controller. It was awful.
It's better than throwing it.
It is better than throwing the controller. There's also a new comic book coming out from Gail Simone, who has been a women's voice in comics for years now. She's amazing, writer of Batgirl currently on DC 52. And she has a Tomb Raider comic that's coming out. It's going to take place, I'm assuming, in the same universe as the most recent Lara Croft game, which also was amazing. And it looks like it's going to be a really interesting take on the character. I cannot tell you guys how happy I am that a female writer is going to be writing a female character.
Yes.
How weird is that? Oh my god,
she might be like an actual human being.
Whoa.
Crazy.
It might not just be TNA. I mean, she might not have a swivel spine anymore.
Holy god.
No swivel spine?
Craziness.
And dogs and cats will start sleeping together.
I'm super excited for the Gail Simone Tomb Raider book. We're going to review it as soon as it comes out, but I am waiting with bated breath to see what she does with the character, and I am super stoked for it. There's also some upcoming TV news. There's not too much information out there, but we wanted to let you guys know. There's been a teaser released for Heroes Reborn. I was a huge fan of the original Heroes, Zachary Quinto and his beautiful eyebrows, notwithstanding. And I'm a huge fan to see what they end up doing with it. Yes, I know the later seasons were not that good, but let's not, you know, hold that completely against them because Zachary Quinto and his eyebrows.
Is he going to be in it?
They haven't announced any casting so far. It's just a teaser trailer with the Eclipse and the Heroes logo. Oh. 15 seconds of teasing goodness.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. And speaking of teasing goodness, Fox has been batting around two upcoming series that I am really waiting for with some kind of weird casting news. There's the new Constantine Hellblazer series. Yeah.
I heard about that.
I'm not really sure what they're going to do with that. And I'm not sure if anything's been confirmed so far. I think that they're right on the edge of confirming the main character. But I can't really say either way. You know, I didn't think that a Green Arrow show was going to be very good, and they proved me wrong on that one. So you never know. Good luck, DC. And then they also have a new series that they're planning, Gotham, which I was really hoping was going to be Gotham Central, and it turns out it's going to be more like Kid Batman.
I've heard nothing but bad things about Gotham.
I've heard really interesting things. Apparently, Jada Pinkett Smith is going to be playing a crime lord.
What?
Yeah. There have been some weird casting rumors. We will keep you guys updated.
So hardcore.
Fox has been putting out quality shows lately, though.
Like
Almost Human. It's stars Carl Urban and Michael Ealy. It's basically set in futuristic times, like about 50 years or so, I guess, into the future.
So future,
I know. And it's very interesting because Carl Urban, as we know, also played Judge Dredd, which he played a futuristic cop there and a futuristic cop. Again, if you haven't checked out Almost Human, it's actually a really good show. It comes on Monday nights at 8 o'clock. No word yet if it's been renewed for a second season. I really hope it is renewed, though.
Fingers crossed,
because they just brought in some really interesting stuff with Michael Ealy's character, and it's like edge of your seat what is actually going on.
Ooh,
so
I'm excited.
Between that, and unfortunately I don't know much about Sleepy Hollow, but I've heard nothing but good things about Sleepy Hollow, and I know The Following also has a really good following.
I see what you did there.
So Fox, I'm surprised. Fox has been putting out some quality shows as of late.
Is it Fox putting out quality shows, or is it Fox consistently trying to make up for the fact that they canceled Firefly?
I think they're trying to make up for the fact that they canceled Firefly, and they're still kicking themselves for doing that.
Womp, womp, womp.
So I did hear some Firefly news, but I don't really know if anything's confirmed or not. They're pitching around
weird.
The idea of possibly bringing it back. No hopes up.
I think it was like a limited series or limited
through
run.
Netflix?
No, not Netflix. It was, I don't know.
Because I know the comic, Serenity, has been selling like hotcakes. We cannot keep it in stock at the shop.
I know they want to bring it back, but nothing's been confirmed. They're just kind of talking about it. So no, don't get your hopes up, because I'm not saying yes or no that they're going to be bringing it back, but we can only hope that they bring it back.
Gotcha. Well, I hope if they bring it back, they keep Adam Baldwin under control. There was some issues on Twitter recently.
Oh, God.
Curtis Wiebe, who writes Peter Panzerfaust and Rat Queens for Image, got into a little bit of an argument with Adam Baldwin about a couple of things that he said about the sanctity of marriage. And it was a bit of an issue with him bringing up some unsavory stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't follow him on Twitter, so
there's a reason. You should definitely follow Curtis Wiebe. Adam Baldwin, I am very ashamed in you.
Well, it's the Baldwins, so they can't keep their mouths shut.
God bless them, though. Okay.
Because, unfortunately, nothing's been going on lately because of the Olympics. And that just kind of put everything in a standstill. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back on March 4th, and Supernatural comes back on the 25th.
I love that you have that memorized.
That's how I know my work schedule. It's how I know my work schedule and what day of the week it is at work, because I know release dates of stuff. So if I have to date things for the future, I'm like, okay, it's 14 days from now. So, okay, this is when this comes out in 2 weeks. Okay, so it's the same.
Awesome.
But anyway, good news for Supernatural fans. It's been renewed for season 10, if you haven't already heard that or not.
A full decade of Supernatural.
A full decade of Supernatural. Wow. It started in 2005 when I started college.
Aww.
I know. I grew up with this show.
Aww.
And it's actually the last remaining show from when the CW was the WB. It's that old.
I remember the
And
WB.
It survived being on the Friday Night Kill Night.
Oh, man.
So it's...
Congratulations, Supernatural,
still
on 10 years.
Still alive and kicking. Arrow has also been renewed for season 3. Unfortunately, I haven't watched it this season because I kind of got bored last season and stopped. But I've heard good things about this season, and the couple episodes I did watch I thought were pretty cool. I saw the end of before their winter hiatus, I saw the Flash become the Flash. But nice. I don't think they've really...
They haven't spun him off yet.
They haven't spun him off yet, but they're introducing him in Arrow. And they just announced that the Suicide Squad is confirmed. And if you're not a DC fan, that's basically like Spider-Man Sinister Six.
Very similar. Group of superheroes that... Well, villains, really. But I'm excited because they have Amanda Waller, who is a strong, proud black woman. And she will kick anybody's butt.
Nice. Solid. And again, Wonder Woman... TV show has been put on the shelf.
I want it. I want it so hard.
I think they might be bringing her in on The Flash. I don't really know. But they keep putting her on the shelf. Like, I understand that it was a bad, bad reception back.
Oh, man. I saw the leaked pilot for that, and it was terrible.
I've heard bad things about that. I never saw it. I guess I survived that, that torture. But I haven't heard anything more about that. But, like Andrea was saying before, movie news.
Let's bring up that movie news.
Speaking of Wonder Woman, we are still not getting a Wonder Woman standalone movie. No. Surprise,
but
surprise.
She's going to be a third banana in a second-rate sequel.
She's going to be, a third banana in a movie where Ben Affleck is Batman.
God bless him.
We'll see.
But hey, if they bring in Matt Damon as Robin, there is hope.
Oh, the hysterical, I would die.
Not that there's anything wrong with Ben Affleck, because he was actually really good in Argo.
Mm-hmm.
That is very true. I don't know if anyone's seen Argo. Argo was amazing. What? But I just... I can't see him as Batman.
You know, he tried his best with Daredevil.
I'm not blaming him for Daredevil. That was bad.
Everything.
Bad everything. I'm not blaming any actors for Daredevil. That was bad writing. But on the flip side, Kevin Feige keeps teasing us horrendously about a Black Widow movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Which I think is hilarious if Marvel does put out a Black Widow movie before a Wonder Woman standalone movie, because no one's really heard of Black Widow until she was introduced into Iron Man 2. Mm-hmm. For the general audience, the comic fans obviously know who Black Widow was, but for the general audience of the people that are going to see these movies, they didn't know who Black Widow was until they said, "This is Black Widow, and she's been undercover watching you this whole time, Tony."
Right, and she had such a great reception in the Avengers movie that I'm not super surprised that they're doing a standalone movie, although... I would have liked to see a Hawkeye Black Widow movie, but
absolutely.
I'm really happy that she does have the standalone.
They need to touch on what happened in Budapest. I know they did in Secret Avengers, but not the general audience doesn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
unfortunately. Just like the general audience doesn't know who the Winter Soldier is, which I will not say.
No spoilers for our Marvel Cinematic Universe listeners.
But I think that's, it's kind of sad in a way. Like, Wonder Woman is one of the big three from DC, mm-hmm. and she, yes, they're introducing her in Man of Steel 2.
That's great.
But from what I've heard about Man of Steel 2, they want to make her Kryptonian.
What? Technically, yeah. It's still considered to be a rumor, but it does make sense because they're not really making magic exist in that universe, and Wonder Woman is, by definition, kind of a magical being.
So, but the thing, what makes Wonder Woman so great is that she's Amazonian, that she's a strong, independent woman that don't need no man.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, I just don't think it's right to make her Kryptonian and related to Superman in some shape or, because don't they hook up at some point?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
I'm just like,
there's an ongoing Superman Wonder Woman book right now.
Oh, God.
I mean, I could maybe swallow the pill if she has, if she's from a planet where there are, it's like an Amazon planet. Mm-hmm. I could be down for that. Fine, whatever. You don't want to make magic happen.
I'm getting some Futurama vibes from that. That's the last thing I want is Wonder Woman to show
more
up.
More snoo snoo!
Yes!
Death by snoo snoo.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I mean, I'm excited for Man of Steel 2. I think it's going to be interesting. I'm excited to see more that's coming out from it. But it's not so much a trinity as it is a lopsided duo.
Well, they already pushed it back. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to come out in 2015. It's been pushed back to 2016. They claimed it was because Ben Affleck hurt his leg. Mm. But, like, 2 days after they claimed he hurt his leg, he walked out and presented a SAG award, and he was walking fine. So, in my opinion, I think they don't want to compete with Avengers. That might be an unpopular opinion, but I really think they don't want to compete with Avengers because mm-hmm. they know they won't win in the in the box office.
Mm-hmm. Marvel, you are currently beating DC by a mile.
Like, not even competing with Ant-Man because, well, I mean, it's
going to be interesting to see what's going to happen with Ant-Man.
About Ant-Man, mm-hmm. but the fact that they don't want to put it up against Avengers is kind of weird, in my opinion. Like, I think mm-hmm. it would be interesting to see the box office totals for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what's coming out. Marvel hasn't gone out into 2016 yet. They said they're doing a Captain America 2, or Captain America 3, that's already been confirmed.
Okay. And when does Winter Soldier come out?
Winter Soldier comes out April 4th. Soon. Amazing Spider-Man 2 comes out May 3rd. No, May 2nd. And then X-Men Days of Future Past comes out May 23rd, I believe.
Gotcha. Nice. Very cool.
That Friday at the end of May. which, Amazing Spider-Man actually comes out the day before Free Comic Book Day.
Yay, Free Comic Book Day.
May 3rd, right?
May 3rd. First Saturday,
Amazing
May.
Amazing Spider-Man comes out May 2nd.
Awesome. Very cool. So, has anyone seen any good movies lately? Allie, I think you went to go see the Lego movie recently,
yeah.
right?
You know, I resisted the Lego movie for a long time when, like, first seeing the trailer and everything, because I thought it was just going to be a ploy to sell more Lego sets.
Mm-hmm.
But we had free passes, so I said, you know, why not? So we saw in 3D, and there are a lot of, you know, there's a lot of adult humor, a lot of innuendo, so it's not just for the kids. It was just really interesting because, you know, there were actually a lot of superheroes in there, and Lego kind of pokes fun of themselves because when the Green Lantern movie came out, they didn't do a lot of good sales because the movie kind of flopped. And so in the movie, there's Superman and Green Lantern keeps falling around like, oh, hey, we're buddies, right? He's like, God, leave me alone. And just the entire movie, he's just fanboying over Superman. He's like, go away. And so they're just poking at how unpopular he is. And then they make Batman a total jerk. Like, just really...
Well, Batman's voiced by Will Arnett, right?
I do believe so, yes.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
So I feel like he was... From the trailers that I saw, it was almost as though he was comic relief.
He is the comic relief, yes. And by poking at himself, being like... just very into himself, everything's Batman, and, you know, if you can be anyone, be Batman, and that kind of a thing.
Sounds like he was the Batman from the internet.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like the one meme, it's like Batman handing Superman a piece of paper. It says, this says a list of reasons why you're better than me, and it just says you're Batman. To me, it sounds like
yes.
that's the kind mm-hmm. of Batman it is.
Yes, every single Batman meme, that is this Batman. Otherwise, we get to see Dumbledore, who has a very high voice, which I think is kind of poking at the fact that J.K. Rowling came out and said that Dumbledore was gay.
Mm.
So that was an interesting choice of whatever. You also get to see William Shakespeare and just a bunch of other characters. And overall, I really enjoyed it. It was very funny. And I don't want to give away anything, but really cool people are in this movie, and you should totally check it out.
Gotcha. Hidden cameos, maybe?
Yes.
Well, they already said Morgan Freeman was in it. Like that
he
was,
is.
Like, that was in the trailer. Mm-hmm. So that's not really a secret.
The animation's amazing, though. Like, they are very in tune with just how Legos move. When Wildstyle's hair swishes, it just, like, swivels on her head.
Nice.
And there's, like, really fine detail. Like, some stickers have wrinkles in them, or they're torn.
That's cool.
And there's scratches on faces and things.
Gotcha.
So it's like they were played with, which
absolutely.
Is awesome.
Yes.
I've heard really good things about the animation.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely.
I haven't seen it yet, unfortunately.
Yeah. The only thing I do want to also say is that if you are a Lego collector, there are the blind packs. And so one of the series is based on the movie. And one thing that I found interesting and a little irritating is Wildstyle is the main female lead in the movie. And in the blind pack, she is only available in a very revealing, very gender-specific outfit that's a dress. And so she can't fit into the cars and things that you would build. So that's a little frustrating because she's an awesome character in the movie.
Did she wear the dress in the movie?
For one very brief scene, but Emmett, the male lead, is in his regular clothes. Everyone else is in the regular clothes. She is the only one who's in a very specific costume.
That's screwed up.
Lego.
Come on.
Well, you saw, I don't know if any of the other ladies have seen it, they interviewed the girl that from the original Lego ad from the 80s.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And in that ad, it's the little girl, little redhead girl in pigtails and braided pigtails that's playing with Legos and building whatever. And they interviewed her about her opinion on the girl Lego sets.
Mm-hmm. The Lego friends.
Yes.
And she was appalled with it because you can't use the Lego friends to interact with any other Lego sets. And, I mean, I grew up playing with Legos.
Yes.
Yeah, I grew up, my Barbie's married Batman, so, you know.
Absolutely. Ninja Turtles for
me. I'm just saying. But I think it's really screwed up that they're catering to just girl sets, which I can kind of see their point is because parents were like, oh, I have a little girl, they can only play with the girl sets, which is also screwed up. Because little girls, I think, are getting to the point of, well, there are many videos now online of little girls saying, why do I have to have all the pink stuff?
Right.
Why, you know, what if boys like pink? Boys can like pink. So I think, I don't know.
Hopefully we're moving back towards a gender-neutral toy market.
Which I always thought Lego was. Mm-hmm. I thought Lego was about using your imagination and being creative and, you know, doing anything that you want with Lego, not, you know, have specific sets because you're a little girl. It's kind of screwed up.
It's interesting because they actually kind of touch on that theme in the movie. I don't want to spoil anything, but the concept of do you build strictly to the set or do you go and create awesome things and become a master builder? And I think the only redeeming quality you could say that the Lego friends have is that if you are like a Lego enthusiast, it's enabling you to have colors that were not previously available. But yeah, why do we have to pander to, you know, why is it only the girl things get the pink and the purple and the stuff? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'm a girl and I like green. I don't really care for pink. Yeah. So, you know.
Weird. Well, there were a couple of trailers that came out recently that I was hoping to bring up. Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm so excited. Yeah, I know nothing about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Ooga chaka.
Except for Groot, and he yells, "I am Groot."
And it's Vin Diesel in the movie, which is going to be even better.
I'm so excited for it, because I don't know if any of you guys knew or have seen the movie. He did the voice of Iron Giant in The Iron Giant.
Yes, he did.
My heart.
My heart, you're breaking
it. I just recently watched it again, and I still cry.
Oh, the end.
Pretty sure you have to be soulless to not cry during that
you
movie.
You stay. I go.
And Moni says, Superman. I'm like,
yes, you are Superman.
Well, I'm really excited for Guardians of the Galaxy. So you have Vin Diesel as Groot. Bradley Cooper is Rocket Raccoon, which, thank you, Marvel, for giving us an anthropomorphic raccoon before DC gives us a Wonder Woman movie. Congratulations. Zoe Saldana as Gamora, which looks great.
Guardians of the Galaxy is a Riddick reunion because Batista was also in the new Riddick movie.
Very cool.
And Vin Diesel is obviously Riddick, and he's doing the voice of Groot. I thought that was awesome.
I'm also excited for Karen Gillan as Nebula.
Yes.
I think that's going to be really interesting.
I think Guardians of the Galaxy is going to bring in a whole new fan set.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Because you'll have, though I don't, as a Doctor Who fan, I don't really know many Doctor Who fans that aren't fans of, like, the Avengers and stuff. Mm-hmm. But those fans that are solely only Doctor Who fans that really loved Amy Pond are going to go see it for Karen Gillan, which I think is awesome.
And I think that's really cool that they reached out to her.
I also love the fact that she actually did shave her head for that movie.
She's more brave than I am.
She revealed that at, I believe, San Diego Comic-Con last year. Yeah.
The last time I can think of something like that happening was Natalie Portman with the V for Vendetta movie.
Yes.
And they are both more brave than I will ever be.
Mm. Yeah.
Terrifying. And the song that I was singing earlier, Hooked on a Feeling, was the most downloaded song last week. And there have been posters, there have been all sorts of things that are just tuned around that song.
Well, you know the real reason they downloaded the song, right?
Go ahead.
Because Ooga Chukka got stuck in their head.
It's true. Of course. It's true. I'm going to be watching the entire movie with that going in the back of my mind the whole time. And there was also the new, there was an international trailer released for Amazing Spider-Man 2 that delved a little bit more into the rise of Electro.
It was released today, so you haven't missed any, today, the
24th
of February. It was just released, so if you haven't watched it yet, don't worry. It just got released.
It looks amazing.
Also, I don't know the exact date, but Winter Soldier also has a brand new TV ad that got released, I think, a week ago.
Ooh. Awesome. And Falcon still doesn't have a poster.
He's like the size of an ant on one of them.
Poor guy.
No, hang on. Marvel Cinematic Universe on Facebook, you should totally check them out, by the way. It's where I actually get a lot of my Marvel news from. They said they released it a bunch of new posters. And
still, though, the fact that, well, they also photoshopped Black Widow into
Falcon
oblivion.
Falcon has a poster.
Falcon has a poster now?
He's on his own poster.
Good for Marvel. Listening to the fans. Nice.
It's three posters were released. It's over in the UK, and I can tell that because first off, it's the movie's coming out the 26th of March, and the
UK release.
The date's backwards.
Gotcha.
It's 26/3/14.
Right? Gotcha.
So Falcon has his own poster. Nick Fury has his own, and Captain America obviously also has his own poster.
Very cool.
Awesome.
We're super excited for Winter Soldier. It's going to be amazing, you guys. And there is a new hardcover coming out this coming Wednesday, which will be the Wednesday of the 26th. There is a movie cover version of Winter Soldier that's going to be coming out.
Good.
So if you're interested in the character, if you're interested in anything that's happening with the movie, you cannot wait. Go to your local comic book shop and pick up the Winter Soldier hardcover.
And I actually got to see Winter Soldier get filmed last year.
Jealous.
In DC. And from what I saw, it's going to be awesome.
And how much of Chris Evans' butt did you see?
I took a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Show me yours.
He fell up the steps. It was horrible.
Oh, baby.
But I do know where Captain America... No. I know where Captain America lives now. In an expensive freaking house on DuPont Circle.
Oh, man. That government job money is good.
Well, I mean, he has been frozen for 60 years.
Aw.
Poor baby.
So, you know.
Very cool.
Also, on February 25th, which is tomorrow from today, Thor 2 is being released.
Very cool.
If you haven't seen any of the extras that have leaked to the internet yet, you're in for a treat. So far, what I found, because I personally like to see a lot of the extras.
Well, I know I saw the blooper. I guess it was the blooper reel.
That was hysterical.
No capes!
No, I haven't watched the blooper reel yet, because I really want to...
Do it.
No, I'm waiting for the movie.
Okay.
All
right.
Because I did see the one scene.
The blooper reel is definitely worth it.
With Tom Hiddleston in a certain costume. I won't say anything.
Yes.
If you have not seen it yet...
There is a cameo,
and Tom Hiddleston is wearing this cameo's costume, and it was glorious.
And you wouldn't stop laughing when we saw it in the theater.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Fantastic.
So, looking at best stores so far, Target is usually does really good with their extras. And they're usually better on pricing, at least the first week. They're like the DVD Blu-rays tend to be $25 or less.
Nice.
Sometimes you can
Very
get
cool.
them for $20,
nice.
Which is great for a Blu-ray DVD combo. And since you have to get the Blu-rays these days to see the extras, unfortunately. But at Target, you get the Loki box sleeve. Yes, ladies. Target knows what's up.
They know their audience.
They know that Thor isn't the star of Thor. It's Loki.
All right, so I don't want to interrupt you, but I want someone to explain to me, what is the draw to Hiddleston? What is it about
him? He's a bad boy.
Is that all it is?
And he's British.
Oh, Jesus.
And Tom Hiddleston is actually, like, super sweet in real life.
Yeah, yes, I have seen him interact with kids and things.
It's just, like, I don't know. I like Loki because I like the villains, and I like... And plus, I grew up with mythology and being very into mythology.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know, seeing some of the stuff Loki's done, I'm just like, that's funny, because it's kind of against mythology, and it makes it even more screwed up.
He also wears a suit very well. Tom Hiddleston knows how to wear a suit.
Yes.
All right.
No, and he's just, I think, I'm not categorizing all girls in this, but a lot of girls just... think, oh, we can change him. He's, you know.
Oh, yes, of course. Reform the bad boy.
Yeah, reform the bad boy. But I like Loki because he just doesn't care anymore. He likes to be the trickster. I think that's great. And I think people don't look into the movie as much. Like, from Avengers 2, when Loki says, "You dropped me," I was like, "No, you let go of Thor's hand." So that is a lie.
From Thor 2.
No. And at the end of Thor, when Thor has Loki, he's
at
trying,
the Bifrost Bridge.
At the Bifrost Bridge. Gotcha. Yes. He's trying to pull Loki up, and Loki lets go. Mm-hmm. Thor doesn't let go of him. Loki lets go himself. Mm-hmm. He chooses to fall into the abyss and falls onto the abandoned moon.
Right.
So, if you don't pay attention to that stuff, I can see where girls would, you know, not see him as the bad boy. You know, they see him as he's just misunderstood, and he's really not. He's very clever.
Gotcha.
In that second movie.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh, I feel for you. Ah, you jerk.
Uh-huh.
You did not change at all.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to what Target is offering, so you have the Loki box sleeve.
Mm-hmm. And this is for the Thor 2 DVD.
Thor 2 DVD, yes. Okay. Loki box sleeve, and then you get a 1-month subscription to Marvel Unlimited, which is, trying to get my train of thought here. Marvel Unlimited is basically, you can get releases of new comics before they're released to shops. And you do have to pay for it, but you get a, you know, month preview.
Yeah.
And what's awesome is, with Guardians of the Galaxy coming out, you can totally catch up on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice. There is the Guardians of the Galaxy that's currently being written by Bendis. That is an amazing run, and I definitely recommend anybody to go to your shop and pick up Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, check that out.
Alright, so we've got Guardians of the Galaxy to look forward to, Winter Soldier to look forward to. There's a new Hawkeye coming out in March. Back on track with that, we're going to review us some Hawkeye. We're going to keep you guys updated on everything that's happening in comics and pop culture.
Godzilla is also coming out.
We're going to be talking about everything that's coming out soon.
The new Godzilla movie is going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. So, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're going to be talking about the latest happening in comics and pop culture. Make sure to follow us on Tumblr at girlsonlycomicsclub.tumblr.com, and make sure to follow us on Twitter at girlsonlycomics. I will see you at the comic shop. Thanks for tuning in.
And I'll see you on the interwebs.
And I hope to see you at Bel Air.